He's the head of World Relief, which puts on this justice conference. So we get an invitation to spend time with Stephen, who I had not met, who's the president of World Relief. And meanwhile, in God's providence, Diane Meyer had written a guest blog for us where she talked about how she had gone to the justice conference that was in Portland, and she had addressed the fact that every needy people group suffering injustice was mentioned except one, the unborn. My heart was heavy because why can't we include the unborn with this, just like people who are concerned about the unborn should include these others, so let's all bring it in together. Well, as a result of my meeting Stephen, then afterwards, he sends me an email and he says, I was sorry that we didn't have a chance to talk about abortion because I wanted to talk with you about that. That's an issue that's very significant. And so I wrote him a long letter and I really thought it through and just really challenged him. I said, I've gone to the World Relief site and you talk about every people group suffering injustice, but not one place do I see the unborn. You said in your letter, this is a critical issue, but are you going to address it in the justice conference? The bottom line is they added a speaker, not the one that was dealing with it in China and the one child policy, because there was that and the gender selection and they're killing girls. They were going to address that. But I said, yeah, but are you doing it because the government's commanding it? And are you doing it because it's sex selection? Are you also going to address the children that are dying everywhere so that the Americans there aren't going to be thinking, oh yeah, that's too bad what they do in China, but instead say, hey, it surrounds us, you know, right here. So they had that person, but they added another person to specifically address the abortion issue. And I feel like that kind of thing happens, and that's a platform where maybe I can advocate with one single person, but that's a strategic person.